Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Nedarim, Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher to find Ruziva Hagon B'Karav Mamish. And Mishnah Beis continues talking about a case of partners. Hoya Echad Min Hashuk Muder Be'Echad Mehem Hana. There was some random guy from the marketplace, totally different guy, not one of the partners, who's Muder Hana from one of them. So let's say we have our partners Reuven and Shimon, and Beryl from the Shuk. He's not allowed to have benefit from Reuven. Like on the Chatzar, he's not allowed to go into the Chatzar jointly owned by Reuven and Shimon, because like he's getting benefit from Reuven. However, Rabbi Yaakov says, like he did in the previous Mishnah, Yachol Lemer Loi, Beryl could tell Reuven, I'm going into Shimon's part, Ve'ini Nichnas L'Shelcha, and I'm not going into your part, and that'd be something permitted for Beryl to say. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, Hamudar Ana Mechaveroi, someone's Mudar Ana from his friend, so Shimon is Mudar Ana from Reuven, Ve'yesh Loi Merchal Zubay Sabad Muskar and Ba'ir, and Reuven has a bathhouse or oil press that are rented out in the city, which means they're not under Reuven's management. He sublet them to Beryl. Beryl's the one that takes care of the Merchats or the Beis Habad, and the question Shimon has is whether or not he's allowed to go into this Merchats or uses Beis Habad. On one hand, it's owned by Reuven, and he's not allowed to benefit from Reuven. On the other hand, Beryl's renting it. He signed the contract and everything, so maybe he is allowed to benefit from it. So the Mishnah tells us, if Reuven, the owner, he still has Tfisas Yad, he still has rights to it, as an owner does, Usser. So then it's Usser for Shimon to have benefit from here. For example, if part of the rental contract or the lease agreement that Reuven signed with Beryl, Reuven had said, I still reserve partial rights to this Merchats, maybe one of the baths inside, or certain rights to this Beis Habad, this oil press. So then, if Shimon uses it, it's like he'd be getting benefit from Reuven because Reuven sells Tfisas Yad in it, so it's Usser for him. However, in Lebahen Tfisas Yad, if Reuven doesn't have Tfisas Yad in this anymore and he had completely given over everything to Beryl, Mutter, so Shimon's allowed to have benefit from it. Now, another situation, Harmel Chaveroi, let's say Shimon tells his friend, Koina Lebeis Chashani Nechnas, Koina me going into your house, Vesod Chashani Lekeach, or me buying your field, Mesa Shimchar Laacher, if Reuven had died or he sold his house or field to somebody else, Mutter, so Shimon's allowed to benefit from it because it's not Reuven's house anymore or Reuven's field. Whereas if Shimon had said, Kanim this house from going into, or this field from me buying, if Reuven died or sold it to somebody else, it's still usher for Shimon to go into the house or buy the field, because he ushered himself from the house or field, not from the person who owned it. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Daled and Hey with more cases. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.